brought to you by Penguin.
Amazing news, folks. Piecework. Written and read by Spike Milligan. Home. Indeed, we won the war, but I lost 5 precious years. I was to mourn, and still do, the physical breakup of my family. It was a sort of time warp, Belson. As my ship left Naples Harbour, it was the cool end of autumn. The year, 1946. Time, like the ship, was slipping away. An azure twilight glazed the Campania. Lights enumerated along the seemingly timeless shore. Now lifeless, Vesuvius was turning into a faded amber silhouette. I stood aft on the promenade deck. Seamen still fussed around the ship's limits. The other passengers leaned out at the rail. I watched the oncoming pollution as they tossed their cigarettes into the sea. Goodbye. Here I was saying goodbye to all that, though I was only 28. Here I was saying goodbye. I hated goodbyes. They gave me the same haunting sadness every time. Whenever I had put down emotional roots, it was painful to bid it adieu. I am still haunted by all the homes I had to leave. What was it like to live in a cottage, in a village, in the 16th century, and never say goodbye to it? Is the modern social pattern of unending change and movement the cause of 2 modern diseases, insecurity and dissatisfaction? How lucky Thomas Hood was to be able to write, I remember the house where I was born. I didn't even know what mine looked like. I stayed on deck, smoked a capstan full strength, one of my last Naffy issue cigarettes. On the port side, we passed what were the Isles of Magic Memory. Capri, Ischia, scarlet and bronze in the sunset. The sea was turning to ink. Our propellers churning up a Devonshire cream wake. The ship's siren sent out a long, mournful departing note. It echoed across the bay. Eddie Malloy, who had been below, joined me. He'd run out of cigarettes. Sure enough, he said, I've run out of cigarettes. In the central pool of artists, he had been known as Virgin Pockets, as no human hand had ever entered there for money. Ashore, somehow, he had the franchise for the weekly Naffy ration. He would sell anything. Half of Italy was walking the streets in overcoats made from his army blankets. When asleep, one only had to whisper how much into his ear, and he would leap to his feet and sell you his bed. Yes, I've run out, he reconfirmed, puffing away. I've got to cut.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?